Greetings and welcome to our first minicast on Parashat Va'era. The opening of Parashat Va'era includes the second pasuk of which, Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, a very difficult pasuk, and the Rishonim are quite divided on how to read it. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov be'el Shaddai. I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and we assume this means in the manifestation of or with the name of El Shaddai. Ushmi Adonai lo nodati lahem. And this is what's difficult. And so many Rishonim understand that before the word Shmi, there should be a bet. Uvishmi Hashem, lo nodati lahem. I did not appear, I was not known to them by my name Hashem. However, this is difficult because the bet's not there. The Rashbam makes a particular suggestion going back to Pasuk Bet. Vayedaber Elohim al Moshe, vayomer elav ani Adonai. So the opening presentation of our parsha is that Hashem appears to Moshe and says, I am Hashem, using the four-letter name of Hashem, Yod and a He and a Vav and a He. We'll discuss what its meaning is in a moment. And continues on, Va'iral Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Be'el Shaddai. And he says, and I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Be'el Shaddai. But Ushmi Adonai, meaning that nonetheless my name is really Hashem, and Lo Nodati Lahem, not that I was not did not make myself known to them through that name, but I was not really known to them. I appeared to them, but I wasn't really known to them, and indeed my name is Hashem. And how does the Rashbam explain that? He says that Ani Hashem, and as I mentioned, we'll talk about what the meaning of it is look at the name of Hashem, the Yod and a He and a Vav and a He, and it is related to the verb to be, or to bring into existence. I am Hashem, the one who makes things happen. The Rashbam has an enigmatic comment on Pasuk Gimel, in which he says, El Shaddai means Havtacha al ha'atid velo kiyamti adayin. It's a promise about the future that I have not yet fulfilled. And it seems that what he means is, for some reason, the name El Shaddai is related to the notion of promises and potential, but not yet being fulfilled. And therefore, according to the Rashbam, what Hashem is saying to Moshe is not something directly about the greatness of the revelation to Moshe over that of the Avot, as Rashi and many other read it, but rather that I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov El Shaddai. In other words, I gave them promises, but indeed I am Hashem, and now I am appearing to you as Hashem. And the Rashbam makes reference to the fact that back in the Sneh, Hashem said, "I am Hashem, Zez Shmi Le'olam, Zez Yuchi Le'Dor." And therefore, indeed, I really am Hashem. That they didn't know, which means that the promises given then are now going to be effectuated. That's part A. Part B is, if you take a look at the rest of the presentation, there is the famous four words of redemption that appear in Pasuk Vav and Zayin. V'hotzeiti etchem, v'yitzalti etchem, v'ga'alti etchem, and in Pasuk Zayin, v'lakachti etchem, and in Pasuk Ched, v'heviti etchem. And we read either four or five words of redemption that have much to do with the Seder Shel Pesach and the Arba Kosot, etc. However, if you think about it, there are really three different things going on here, for which there are different terms. One of the things is a cessation of servitude. The second thing is a physical exodus from Egypt. And the third thing is taking us as God's nation, which includes both the spiritual and also the geographical, bringing us into the land. Those are three different stages. If we look back at Pasuk Dalet and He, they each begin with a strange word, which is Vigam. And the Sforno picks up on that, as if to say there are three different reasons for the timing and why the redemption is going to happen forthwith. The first reason, and now I'm going to employ the Rashbam, the first reason is, in Pasuk Bet and Gimel, is that now the revelation of God in this world is a revelation of Yod and He and Vav and He, God who is going to make things happen. Number two, Pasuk Dalet, is, and I'm going to read this a little bit differently, that I have already fulfilled my brit to give them Eretz Canaan. In other words, they had already been traveling there, Megurei Hemasher Garuva, but indeed, as we've seen several times during Bereshit, they already began to actuate that and to start to settle the land. And the third thing is, Pasukei, is I have heard their oppression, and I remember my brit. In other words, that on the one, on the first reason is that things that were in potential, now the timing is one of actualization. Second of all, that their arrival, their presence in the land, their settling the land is something that they had already begun to actuate. And third of all, is that they are oppressed. So now what are the three things that are going to happen? And take a look at Pasuk Vav. Lachain, meaning, therefore, because of these three reasons, go tell Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. Okay, so therefore, it's going to be active now. So what's going to become activated? The first thing is that I'm going to save you from the oppression. I'm going to save you from the oppression, and that goes back to the last reason, I have heard your cries. The second thing is that I am going to redeem you and take you to me as a nation, which is the middle reason, which is that you have already begun to actuate that and to settle the land, and I will bring to the land. And all of this is going to happen because of the first reason, which is indeed Ani Hashem. I am the one who makes things happen. No longer El Shaddai, no longer promises for the future, as the Ramban presented in his introduction to Sefer Shmot, that Shmot is the actualization of all of the potential and promises of Bereshit. Now it's really going to happen. So tell Bnei Israel that all of those things that were up until now understood as potential now are going to be actualized. And therefore, v'hotzeiti v'hitzalti, I'm going to save you from the oppression. V'ga'alti, I'll redeem you and take you out of the land. V'lakachti and v'heveti, I will take you to me as a nation and bring you into the land to settle, to return home, as it were.